Our first reading today is taken from the book of Sirach, that had its origin in the second century before the birth of our Lord. Jesus ben Sirach wrote down his teachings at that time to provide his readers with practical guidelines for living out the ideals of the law. And today we focus on family ideals. Parents are gifted by God to bring into the world others in the image and likeness of Almighty God. Sirach urges sons and daughters to hold mother and father in high esteem. Those who honor a parent will enjoy the gifts that only God can give. They too will know the joy of bringing children into the world. But most importantly, they'll have a good relationship with God, and their prayers to God will be heard. In our second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the Christian community is encouraged to practice every virtue. Paul draws us into the wider family, which is the entire community. We are God's chosen ones. The Christian community and family is called to live in a way which reveals Christ and the many gifts and virtues He's given and bestowed upon us. St. Paul provides a list of these virtues for the Christian community and the family. Mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And a forgiving love is essential for a happy community and a happy family. Only when we extend forgiven love does the peace of Christ really reign in our hearts. The obstacles that get in the way, selfishness, self-centeredness, all that disappears with forgiven love. And at the center of the community and family life is, of course, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to know Jesus as the Christ, through the reading of the Scriptures, through our prayer life, celebration of the Eucharist, is to grow as a family of faith. And in today's Gospel, there are two ancient ceremonies that are hinted at. The first, in accordance with the law of Exodus, is called the ceremony of the redemption of the firstborn. The law may have been a recognition of the gracious power of God in giving human life. It was required that parents pay 5 shekels, as it were, to buy their son back from God. The next ceremony was a purification after childbirth. When a woman bore a son, she was unclean for 40 days. She could go about her household and daily business, but she could not enter the temple, nor could she share in any religious ceremony. After the appointed time, she was required to bring a lamb or a burnt offering to the table and a young pigeon for a sin offering. If the person couldn't afford a lamb, then she could bring another pigeon. So this offering of 2 pigeons instead of a lamb was called the offering of the poor. Mary brought the offering of the poor to the temple. The Holy Family lived in a home with no luxuries for sure, and they had to watch every penny that they spent. And today's Feast of the Holy Family focuses on Jesus being born into a human family, while humbling himself to be cared for and nurtured within a human family, Jesus consecrated family life and made it very holy. The Church calls families to be a sacramental union that witnesses to the world how Christ and His Church are united in a shared value system. In the new creation, Christ has made one body with His bride, the Church. And by this union, we are made God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Our families are to radiate the perfect love that binds us to Christ and to His Church. Today, let us renew our commitment to our God-given duties as spouses, children, and parents. Being a good father, being a good mother, or a good child is not something that just happens. It's something we have to work at every day of our lives. And just having children doesn't make a woman a mother, any more than having a piano makes her a musician. That's what Pope St. John the 23rd said and had in mind when he said of fathers, it's easier for a father to have children than for children to have a father. The Feast of the Holy Family brings us back to the basics of Christian life. It brings us back to the heart where true holiness lies. It lies in imitating the Holy Family, being the kind of father Joseph was, the kind of mother Mary was, and the kind of child that our Lord Jesus was. In our lives as spouses, sons and daughters, financial, physical, emotional circumstances force us into having moments of stress. The Holy Family experienced moments of stress as well. They had their own misunderstandings. They had their own hardships. But together, they created a family of love, compassion, of nurture, and acceptance. Within our families as well, the love of God enables us to make our way through life with all of its disappointments and complexities. As we gather as families this Christmas season, may we take on again the hard work of being family to one another, of creating that safe place of unconditional love, welcome, and forgiveness. Let us remember how much the Father loves us. His love is so great. We are called God's children. Think of that. Children of Almighty God. So let us pray that our Lord Jesus helps us to realize the valuable treasure we have in one another as a family. As Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, you don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you as you are to them. So let us strive to love our Lord Jesus and love one another as family. Amen.